may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I just got back from Paris and Buffalo and Spain. I don't even know.
You know.
It's been 4 weeks since we did a show, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think it's been longer, dude. I mean, I was about to have Jess come in and pretend to be you.
You should have done that.
I know. We talked about it.
Well, why?
Nobody could tell the difference.
I know. Even Abe and Phil can't.
I think I can, definitely. I always did think that.
Dude, every time I talk to Phil, who's this, Jess or Bam? It's Jess, idiot.
You say that.
It is? Oh, well, what's going on, Jess? How's Abe and Scott? I'm like, it's Bam, you fucking idiot. Wait, so who is it? I'm like, you really don't know?
Well.
You've been here all day.
I have. I've been waiting for you. There was no way I was going to leave without getting this radio show recorded.
Well, here you have it.
I'm sure you've got a lot to talk about.
Kind of.
You probably forget it all. I'll forget everything I did with ZKY, pretty much.
I think the funniest fucking thing in the world is
the world.
I woke up 4 days ago to...
Is that the last time you woke up?
Listen.
Yeah.
I woke up 4 days... No, 4 days ago this happened. At this house, this very house.
Mm-hmm.
There's fucking five Lincoln Town cars, all black with black tinted windows. They pull up. I'm like, what the hell is going on? It's 11 o'clock in the morning. And they're like, we're the FBI and the IRS. I'm like, yeah. And then they show me their badges. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Now I'm...
And then they started stripping, right?
Yeah. No. Then they like, can we sit down somewhere? I'm like, yeah. They're like, do you know who Mario's something is from Austin, Texas? I'm like, no. Why? They're like, well, he hacked into your bank account and got $1 million.
$1 million?
$1 million.
And you didn't even notice.
That's what the FBI funny. Did.
But you didn't notice.
Yeah, but the FBI showed up and they say, do you know who he is?
Oh, no, sure.
Because that's what he did. I'm like, I don't know who that is.
Wow. So, how can somebody take out $1 million at one time?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, wouldn't you, if you're going to hack into somebody's bank account, wouldn't you go for like 20 grand or maybe 50?
Where is he from, Texas?
Austin,
how
Texas.
Did you leave a credit card or what?
I don't know. I don't know how he did it.
Well,
but he did it.
He got busted.
No, he's not busted yet.
What?
Yeah, it's been a week. No, it's been 4 days now.
You
better rent an island with all of his buddies and have a motherfucking blast because he's going to be in jail for 20 years.
Is that money insured? Like, I think it's only $200,000.
The FBI said that 99% chance they're going to find him and you're going to get it back. So don't worry about it.
They have to find him and get it all back?
Yes.
I think he spent some?
Well, who cares?
When did he steal it? How many months ago?
4 days ago.
They found out that quick?
Yeah. They found out the day of.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if they can find out that quick, why doesn't the bank have to, like, meet the person to take that kind of shit out?
I don't know how he did it. I wish I could tell you, but you know what? Cheers on him for being that brilliant of being able to do that.
Yeah, well.
But he's going to go to jail for 20 motherfucking years.
Yeah, is that, what is that, beyond grand theft? What is that?
$1 million?
Yeah.
That's 20 years in jail, dude.
I don't know how they calculate it.
No, that's what it is. I looked it up.
In Texas.
Fuck Texas.
Is that where he gets tried?
Yeah, they should let me punch him in his fucking face.
Does TMZ know about this?
No.
It's a cool story.
It is.
Like, that you got $1 million stolen and you didn't even notice.
Well, because
it's fine.
I didn't look.
Yeah.
And it happened that day.
And that... No banks or anything called to ask if that was cool with you yet. You
know? I thought I was getting punked.
Yeah.
I was like, this is too strange right now. I'm like looking around for cameras at my house.
Right.
I'm like, there is none. And no cameras ever came. I'm like, this is for real.
That's crazy, man.
I know.
What else happened? That didn't even happen in Paris. Let's get out of the country.
Well, I think I'm banned from the Buffalo Airport, New York.
Why?
Because I told the whole entire plane that's getting ready to board that there is no plane. I heard it from the man himself. I heard it from the pilot. You're all wasting your motherfucking time.
But you knew it. You were telling them the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I left and got a hotel, and Chris Giannini stayed, and they tried to arrest him because he's associated with me.
So what would be the fine that you told the people the truth?
Because I was being insubordinate. I was like, you're all wasting your fucking time. There's no plane coming. Heard it from the pilot himself. You're all wasting your time.
How long were you on the runway at that moment?
We weren't on the runway. We were still sitting there waiting to board.
Waiting to board. So you got bored.
I was real bored. I was there for 8 hours.
What the fuck do they expect? It's only so long you can keep it cool.
Sometimes.
Well, you probably didn't give you a drink yet.
No, I've been drinking the whole time.
Oh.
At that day.
Wow. So then you got to Paris.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened there?
In Paris?
Yeah.
I was there for a month.
Right. What'd you do? Like shop and like play with your wee-wee or something?
Oh, tonight you'll sit on me, little doggy. Oh.
No, Porson was recording with Red One, so we were at the studio all day, every day. And like,
didn't some like pretty big celebrities come in?
Yeah, like Tyler Cruz.
Who's that?
I don't know.
I said it's a pretty big celebrity.
Well, people know who he is.
Yeah, he's that guy. And then who's the other one?
J-Lo? Rihanna. I don't know.
Is J Lo hot in person? She old.
You're hot in person.
Thanks, man.
Oh, you sit on my lap, and tonight I will sit on yours, little doggy. Oh.
Yeah, that's it. You know what? This was pretty fucking funny. We're in Paris for a month, so Porson was so used to ordering drinks. Like, I want a Jameson on the rocks. That means ice. You know, then she flies into Pennsylvania. And goes to Alibi.
Ordered it the same way?
Yeah. So the dude's like, we gotta get you a drink. She's like, could I have a Jameson on the rocks? Like, with, like, ice on it. They're like, are you okay?
Right.
Then I bought this fucking camera, this, like, $6,000 camera. Yeah. And I showed up at 9 in the morning thinking that it's called FNOC, which is, like, a Best Buy. And it opens up at 10, but I thought it opened up at 9. So I'm sleeping with two bums in front of the building, waiting for it to open, because I was like, fuck, it's an hour. I'll just sit here and sleep or whatever.
Sounds like G outside the iPod revealing.
So when they open up the doors, they're like, all right, all you bums need to get out of here. Like, you.
Oh, you too.
Yeah. They're like, you, get out of here. You, get out of here. I'm like, I'm not going anywhere. They're, yes, you are. You're getting the fuck out of here. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm going to spend 6,000 euros, you fuckhead. And then two guards followed me in.
You probably look worse than them.
Because they didn't believe me. Maybe. They didn't believe me. So I go in. I pointed the nicest camera in the place. I'm like, give me that one and give me that lens, which is the other nicest lens. And then they get it all together. And there's two guards next to me the whole time. And then I just pull out my credit card, they swipe it, it goes through, I sign it, and then I leave.
And then they're the ones who thought you were the bum.
Yeah, they wouldn't let me in. I'm like, I've been waiting here. Like,
but did you think that was the line? Or like, you were waiting outside, did you think the bums were customers as
no,
well?
No, I knew they were bums.
Okay.
Actually, one bum kept asking me for money, and it was pissing me off so bad that I was giving the other bum the money. So when he'd be like, hey, do you have any change? Like, do you have any spare change? I'd be like, dude, you asked me one more time. And I keep throwing $10 bills at the other one who isn't asking. Like, why are you giving him money? Because he's not bothering me like how you
That's
are.
That's hilarious.
The more you bother me, the more I'm going to give him a 10.
So you had a Paris bum experience. What else happened? Then you went to the studio.
Then I went to Javier Hidalgo's house.
What happens? Do you run into Woody Allen and shit?
It's just great, dude. The studio.
You get hated on the whole time because you're American?
No. Well,
CKY has never played in France. I don't know why, but I don't really feel that bad about it. Like, there's a lot of places I do feel bad, but not France.
I really think that they know what you're saying, but they don't want to help you at all.
Cool. Well, like, it's got to be the worst.
Okay. I was trying to get to a place called St. Denis. It's S-T-D-E-N-I-S.
Yeah.
And I'm like, excuse me, ma'am. Can you tell me which direction is St. Denis, please? I don't know what you're talking about. St. Denis. St. Denis.
Yeah.
As soon as I go, Saint Denis. Oh, Saint Denis.
Yeah, yeah, if you don't know it. Because they don't like American, they don't want to hear the language being spread. You're supposed to talk full French.
But like, Saint Denis, that's what it is. And then I say Saint Denis, and then they know instantly.
Well, Americans get treated like trash over there, right? Like, they just hate you the most.
Kind of.
But I don't like that much. I guess a lot of Americans suck, but...
I was so sick of France at that point.
Well, then you went to Spain?
Then I went to Javier Dogger's house.
And he's the rich billionaire?
Yeah.
Who's just making $5 million business deals, like, while, like, on hold?
As we're talking, he probably just made another million somehow, somewhere.
That's one way to do it. What's he buying with his money then? Just you plane tickets? Helicopters?
Yeah.
Good food or something? What do you do with all that kind of money? If you have billions of dollars, like, you just have to, like, do shit.
I'll show you pictures of his house, dude. It's insane. Like, he has, like, a masseuse on standby, a hair cutter on standby, like...
My hair might grow... too fast.
Picture like the nicest spa you've ever seen, like, and that's his house, just in the basement.
I could use a spa staff, probably. That would be cool.
Saunas and shit, like hot and cold water that spray on your legs, like hot on your thighs and then cold on your leg, and it's supposed to like circulate, and then you walk on rocks. It's like it's crazy. I'm like, all right, I'll try it. I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds cool. Who went there? Just you?
Me and Porzan.
I think I saw a picture of you guys in a helicopter, were you in the air or something? Oh, no, that was you guys in the cabin at the airplane or something. Maybe that was recently.
Yeah. We're in the cockpit.
Yeah, the old cockpit.
The old cockpit.
So, that can't be all that's happened in Paris, and what was your, did you have a good time with your date? When you go to Paris, it's supposed to be real romantic, but that's got to disappear after 3 days, right?
But, like, after being in the studio, watching somebody else do their thing for so long that I, like, forgot who I was, kind of, to the point where I had to rent a Jaguar and pull it up to a curb so I could ollie on the hood and smash the window.
Were you filming?
Yeah.
Were you personally filming the whole thing?
Yeah.
Is that going to be talked about ever?
Sure.
Think so?
I don't know. I'm going to edit anyway.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can put it into something else. It's good that you're working on and filming new shit. That camera, you got to use it now.
Oh, it's great.
It's a new SLR camera that looks like a picture camera, photo camera, but everybody's filming videos. And we did the Afterworld video on one. Canon.
Yeah. I think it's the same one.
Yeah. That's awesome. So you're filming with that? It looks just like fucking
today film. I bought it. I go France to the airport at Charles... Dude, I hate Charles de Gaulle Airport, Paris.
Is that France? Yeah.
So motherfucking bad. Every time I go there, it's just nothing but problems. And I'm at Air Europa, and I'm with my camera, and that's pretty much it. And I'm like, listen, I'm on the... Because they didn't have my flight. I'm like, I'm on the phone with the owner of Air Europa... He pays you. He wants to talk to you now on the phone because he's pissed off.
At you?
No, at the person who isn't. And she's like, I'm not going to talk to anybody. I'm like, you don't understand, lady. I'm like, the person who is paying you, who owns Air Europa that you're working for, is on the phone right now with me. And he wants to talk to you. I'm not going to talk to anybody. And he goes, take a photo of her so I can fire her. I'm like, okay, I have to take a photo of you. So I whip out my camera. I take a picture of her. Then police come and snatch my camera and then drop it. That's why it's dented like that.
Where is it?
Didn't I just show it to you?
No, you just pointed at a beer.
Yeah, well, it's dented. The lens.
All right.
It still works.
I thought you lost it. It's in your trunk. Did you find it?
Don't make me go pop the trunk.
Yeah, don't go pop the trunk. Don't you dare. You went to a Yellow Wolf concert. So all you did in Paris was go and watch Porcelain in the studio and then sleep on the streets?
Pretty kind of much.
You spent a lot of money in Paris? Seems like everything would be a lot of money.
Yeah.
What do you do there? Like, what do you drink when you're in Paris?
I actually didn't drink for like 7 days.
Is Paris a good place to sober up?
I don't know. I just felt like it.
You weren't skating every day?
I was. I bought a skateboard.
What'd you buy?
I don't even want to say it out loud.
A Ripstick?
No. It was a World Industries board. I just wanted anything. I didn't care. I was like, I haven't bought a skateboard since I was 13 years old, and here I am at 32 years old buying a fucking skateboard in Paris because I couldn't find one. And there was an Element store that was like 40 minutes away that I didn't feel it.
I don't think they're listening.
The cab there,
it gets, at least you're skating, dude.
The cab there and back would have been more than me just buying one there.
Probably couldn't land into any tricks on that World Industries board, though.
Well, I landed a trick. It's called me ollieing onto a Jaguar windshield.
Did you break the windshield?
Mm-hmm.
On a rental car?
Yeah, and I got full insurance. And the funny thing is that when I returned it,
you can do that. You can just trash a rental car.
Fuck yeah! And they
go, I told you, Abby.
And they go, what happened? And I go, oh, I was like, I parked it at like a mall or whatever, and then I came out, and then this was all done.
Yeah.
They're like, all right, well, you have full coverage, so I guess everything's cool.
Damn American.
You could see the wheel marks of a skateboard on it. And I take out a skateboard, and they kind of like eyed up the wheels and the distance of it. And then they look at the windshield, they see the whole wheel marks on it. Yeah. They totally knew that I did it.
Now they can still hate Americans.
And then the fucking cocksuckers, I go, so where is, I was going to Prague first. I was like, where's Czech Airlines? Well, I don't know. I'm like, you're the airport. You're the rental car airport. You should know this. You don't know which terminal I have to go to? And Charles de Gaulle's big ass airport. So, like, there's a shitload of terminals.
We don't know.
How do you not know? You're the airport rental car. Like, can't you go to a computer and type it up?
You're American. Why would you want to go to France anyway? Why'd you go there to start?
Because Red One was there recording with Portland.
Because you've been there a bunch, right?
Yeah.
And then you really wanted to go to... You went to Barcelona.
No, Madrid.
Because I was going to say, if you went to Barcelona, you probably just should have brought a friend. Going to the Barcelona.
You're simple.
All alone. You know, he needs a friend.
Dude, I actually had... When I got the 20 grand last night in Buffalo...
Yeah.
I pour it all over the table at the bar that I'm at. And, like, these, like, homies were actually, like, calling their other homies to, like...
Rob you?
Yes.
No shit.
Yeah. And Louis figured it out. And he's like, dude, we need to go now. So we hurried up and left. And... But... Because I was just sitting there with 20 grand on the table. I was being a dickhead.
Right.
And I'm just sitting there with Louis, just sipping on a beer with a pile of money on the front of the table.
I think I saw a picture of that on your Twitter. There's Louis. Look at that guy.
Lauren, put on your headset.
When'd you get your tooth fixed, dude?
How did you figure out
it's
homeboys were going to try to steal the 20 grand? In Buffalo. There's Lawrence.
Sorry, Abby.
The 20 grand, when I poured it all over the table. You can't even hear him, Chad.
What? Oh, production unplugged that shit. Did he really fucking plug the shit?
Yeah, he broke it.
This one work?
Yeah.
Well, you poured it out in the middle of a restaurant that had windows from all sides. So
I was in a mood.
If anyone walking by saw, they'd either, and if they had a gun, they'd come in, rob you, or one of the girls that was working, it wasn't a great area, she would have called her boyfriend up and been like, you gotta support this baby.
I think that's what happened.
Yeah.
Because you noticed that some, like, homeboy was on the phone.
Yeah.
As he's talking on the phone, he's looking at the money. We got out of there in the nick of time.
Yeah.
Good old Father Christmas. Yeah, it's the New Year's, baby. Nick of time, baby. Is it, you remember the New Year's, baby? Really? Come on, it's coming. Coming real. Yo, it's Halloween, and CKY doesn't have a Hellview show. You believe that?
First one in a while.
First one, no CKY show.
Speaking of Halloween, when we show up at the airport in Buffalo, Chris Giannini is like, he's like, dude, you're doing an appearance at this place called whatever, and we're making a little pit stop
yeah.
at this haunted house type thing. It was the gnarliest appearance I've ever done.
Did they pay you for it?
Well, it was a...
It was not a pit stop.
No. It was called a pit stop. Yeah. It's me there for like 3 hours. Like
you got paid.
Taking photo. Yeah, of course I got paid. But like, it was the most intense ever. Yeah, I don't know why, but it was like the gnarliest appearance.
You weren't ready for it because it was a pit stop.
Yeah, but don't you agree that it was the I don't know why.
I think you were tricked into that, too. It was presented like, oh, we're just going to stop by. You're going to walk through the haunted
house. He'll never do it. He doesn't want to do two in a day, so we'll have to sneak it on him. Sneak it on him. Yeah, exactly. Sneak it on him.
So we're going to make a pit stop. Mm-hmm. I'm like, dude, if you call us a pit stop, I'm like, there's no way in hell that I'm going to make it to the other one, the main one.
Right.
If you did
miss an appearance, didn't you?
Yeah, because there was a goddamn blizzard.
Of course. Saw your tweet, Louis.
Do you think I want to hang out in the Buffalo airport for 24 hours? No.
Who wants to? Is it like Newark's airport? Nothing to do?
Crappier.
Really? I don't know anybody. Oh, Joe Garlop.
I was so bored, I was trying to enjoy the football game.
Yeah.
Where's G? He's out there. He's probably got nothing to say.
Should grab him.
Yeah,
fuck him.
Franz has been texting me a lot.
Fuck Franz, too.
He's got a...
Who else?
Who's else? Cleveland.
Fuck them, too.
Fuck Cleveland. Cleveland was at the studio.
Fuck his ass.
Cleveland just played.
Louis, you quit Cleveland's band.
I didn't quit. I never joined.
I heard you said that's not what I want to do with my life.
I said I don't want to commit to your band. I like your band, but I don't want to commit to it.
Well, why?
I wouldn't want to play with his fat either.
You didn't like his band?
I mean, I have a different style of music that I like. I think his band's great. Yeah, he's great at singing, and Maddie's great. But yeah,
did you have a problem with that?
He is a good ass singer, but yeah. I don't want to play with his fat.
Did you have a problem with that? He was calling it.
Would you want to play with his Cleveland? Fat, Chad?
That was a whole. That wasn't.
I don't play with his fat.
A major issue.
Would you play with his fat?
I hate the name.
No, but that's, don't you think you left him high and dry and then they had to do a show without you?
Fuck him, who cares?
No, I didn't leave
him. I guess. Alright. He was just at the studio recording, you jealous?
Good for him.
Sounds good.
You sound jealous.
I was there, dude.
Oh.
I financed.
Well, he told me you tried out.
You got your studio working
again,
didn't you?
He told me you tried out.
What happened?
Chad.
Did the insurance cover that one thing?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Yes, you do. Yeah, everything's fine.
Is that what the problem was?
Yeah, my mixing board was fucked up.
It got smashed in the back of your car.
I mixed Carver City on a completely busted mixing board with three faders working. And that was really hard. So I've got it fixed, and now I'm back in recording again.
Was that the problem, though?
What?
The fact that
it got hit by a car, yeah. The mixing board was in the back of my truck.
So insurance covered a new one.
Me and P-Duck were driving, and some lady in her slippers drove into it high on pills. It's totally wandering.
P-Duck, I want to talk to him.
The local.
Let's play a song.
What song do you have with you?
You're gonna have to look it up online.
I don't have a line here.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. I actually have to turn the show in. We gotta do as many shows as we can since you're such a busy guy. We haven't been on the air.
I can sit and not talk and just not talk.
P-Duck.
What up, dude?
Put on a headset.
Yeah.
I put on a headset.
Does that work?
Yeah, but you still put your fucking head.
P-Duck, what the fuck is the deal with you living at Tammy's house for a week? Are you now dating Jazlyn?
I'm fucking Jazlyn. Tammy.
Turn that back
You don't get no head.
Wait, this doesn't work. You gotta
production. You made that mic not work.
No, I didn't.
Of course they are.
Wait a minute, you're actually really fucking.
Yeah.
I'm always home. How are you fucking?
Dude, you're at PJs and I'm getting BJs. Are you serious?
Wait, but you know that. But you do clean my house.
Is she 18?
I think P Doug is a good guy, but if I find out that he's cheating on her or whatever, I'm gonna be real dickhead.
No, you better be a dickhead. If he's cheating on Jasmine ever.
I've been at the house. I've been stuck there. Tammy's
but
like,
you are great.
She comes in and gets tammered every night, tammered to shit.
What's
and I'm
new?
Like, and she's like, P Doug. Like,
you live with Tammy?
He's been there for a week.
Dude, they got in a fist fight last night.
Wait.
And I had to separate
fist fight?
Oh, we got a fist fight, I mean.
Crying.
Fist?
It's got to be the most annoying apartment to live at.
It's I like their energy.
No, Chad. I mean,
in a good way, very entertaining. They need to film that.
But, like, we've been drinking, like, every night because I've been, like, so pissed off.
Hammer time.
It has been
you,
hammer time.
Production, and your daughter are drinking.
Here, have this.
I doubt it.
I don't want a menthol.
No, if you crush
it. She and you are drunk.
Yeah, she doesn't let Jaslyn drink. So that's why she's at work. I get Jaslyn wasted.
Oh, bam.
When she comes home, she doesn't see her waist.
No, this is what happens.
And then me and her drink bottles of wine.
Where's Jerry Springer?
And Jasmine doesn't drink.
This is a Springer episode.
Jasmine, come here.
It might be.
P-Doc just said.
This is too refined for Mari.
No, I'm not dating Tammy's daughter. I'm fucking her. What do you have to say? come here.
Jasmine's 18.
Yeah,
say something.
She can do whatever she wants.
Why no, she can't.
You're going to make 18. Her shy.
Say something.
Say it.
What? Oh, you're not even saying anything, so it's true.
No shit.
Why would he lie?
Look how little she is. How could you fuck
her? That's why I like her.
Ew, dude.
Dude, Bam just said, though, if he finds out that he's cheating on you, he'll kick his ass.
Hey.
Jasmine, get over here. Jasmine Mercedes Whale, get the hell over here. Get on this microphone.
I don't know.
I mean, Jasmine, just
she's 18. That's all you have. I mean, that's
August 7th.
Tim, what are you going to do about it?
That's gross.
She told me
I'm gonna fuck P Duck up.
I heard you got in a fist fight last night.
No, we swung at each other.
Did any fists get landed?
No, I was tammered. But
Tammy, we hear you. You don't have to get that close.
She swung at me.
Boom.
But she's kind of
Jasmine is strong for a little girl.
No, she really is. She is.
Yeah, these girls had me at a hookah bar the other night because they can't get in the bars.
Wait a minute.
You went to a hookah bar?
Didn't Cruella DeVille walk in and you said,
what are you trying to be? Porcelain? Didn't Cruella DeVille walk in?
Yeah, Cruella DeVille walked in last night into Alibis.
Porcelain thought it was an impersonator.
Yeah.
Wait, Chad. Yeah.
I felt like it was a direct stab at me because I've been stabbing your daughter.
Listen, I don't want to think about that.
You don't have to think about it.
If he's living at your house for a week, what do you think, idiot?
But I do love him, though. He is so sweet.
She doesn't even care.
He really is a good guy.
Put two and two together.
I didn't want to think about it.
You put one and one together.
You never did anything while I was there, did you?
She can keep an eye on her daughter, though, while you're there.
I'm not gonna say
Jasmine
anything.
Mercedes Whalen.
Her middle name's Mercedes. That's so stripper. I did not know that. Are you serious, Jasmine? You did not tell me that.
Jasmine Mercedes.
What is it, Mercedes?
Mercedes. Oh, Jesus Christ!
You got a song, Bam?
You have to find it online. Tell her to put her tits away.
No.
Bam.
Hey, Jaslyn, can you come sit over here?
Give me a big ass fit.
Come sit with me.
Can you get the laptop, please?
Kelly,
thank you.
Can you do me a favor?
Jaslyn, come sit over here.
Sit with your boyfriend, Jaslyn.
Yeah, go sit with your boyfriend.
Jaslyn, go sit with your fucking boyfriend.
Let me sit with your fiance.
Wait, tell her to put her. But guess what?
They didn't hide it from me, though.
Wait, is he gonna borrow the car?
What car?
If you're my father-in-law.
What?
If you're my father-in-law, I'm just wondering if I can drive Daddy's Lambo. Like that Yellow Wolf song? I'm gonna drive Daddy's Lambo.
Now I'm gonna play
Lambo.
It.
Alright, play that song.
Can I drive Bam Bam's Lambo?
Yeah, I'm gonna drive Daddy's Lambo.
All can put aside.
Your production's Lambo. Father-in-law.
Can I drive Bam Bam's Lambo?
I will never listen to you.
Yellow out.
If you were my father, I would never listen to you.
Wait, you have to listen to Bam if he's the father-in-law.
Why?
Because I'm the boss.
Tell G what song.
He's the boss.
Then she's Alyssa Milano.
Can you type in Yellow Alf?
Is he trying to feel her tits?
Yeah.
Trying to. He has before. It's already happened.
She's got way better boobs than you, Tommy.
Ooh.
32C.
That's fighting words.
You're like 34C.
Yeah, but my tits.
She buys her bras, she knows.
But my tits are as firm as her. She my tits are as firm as a 20-year-old.
Nah, that's fighting words.
Are my tits not nice?
I'm a 40-year-old woman.
I'm
better
than you. Well, I am 40, and I'm better.
Tommy walked by me naked the other day when I was sleeping, because Jazz, they had that connecting bathroom.
I know.
And she woke up, and there's a bed on the floor, dead up. There's a bed on the floor.
What's new?
And it's right in front of the door.
We'll be back with today's final thought.
Jerry Springer. Bam, 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 bam.
Nah. You two need to go on Jerry Springer over all this.
Why?
Do your own series. I'm not fucking Tammy.
He's not fucking me.
If I was fucking her.
It wasn't like I'm fucking your daughter
but yet,
now I'm fucking your
but
mom.
Yet, bam, yeah, bam. I'm walking around with no shirt on. I catch her checking me out, and I yell at her.
Oh, Pete Dog, get yourself.
You were.
Pete Dog, get yourself.
Yeah, just because Bam's here, don't lie.
Oh, get yourself. Oh, that you are. I do love you.
Great.
I hate that I fucking love you, asshole. All right.
Do you hate that you love me?
Yes.
Oh, it's playing.
What is it?
You're gonna miss
Yellow Wolf.
This song,
you're gonna miss it.
From production to Bam.
Bam Bam Slambo.
Bam Bam Slambo.
I'm the boss.
He's the boss, daddy.
I'm the boss. You believe in Beverly Hills. Asshole.
You drama. Hold up. Damn rich. Peanut butter guts and a Lamborghini ball. You must have white bread. Let's make a sandwich. I ain't never seen money like you got. Nobody got that kind of money in the boondocks. So if you take me up and show me the balcony looking over the Hollywood Valley, I'll make your balloon pop. Pop stars like you need a dude like me to appreciate your wit. I know you got an elevator in your house, but with me, you appreciate the steps. Act like you don't want to see how much of this Jack Daniels you can handle. You want to drink and get cut like Rambo? And let me drive your daddy's Lambo. Take me up to Beverly Hills, your daddy's mansion. Let me see Hollywood for real. Seen you partying with Kim on Entertainment Channel. One thing I gotta know, can I drive it? Daddy's Lambo, Lambo, oh, oh. Your daddy's Lambo, Lambo, oh, oh. Can I drive it? Daddy's Lambo, Lambo, oh, oh. Your daddy's Lambo, Lambo, oh, oh. Can I drive it? Daddy's Lambo. You're young and reckless. Yeah. Nice little diamond necklace. Yeah. Got a pint-sized vodka drink and you're pretty in pink. Wanna go get breakfast? No, you ain't never been to Waffle House. Nah. Always hanging in guys and dolls. Yeah. If you came to the shop, I'll put you in the Chevrolet and we drive to the mall. Yeah, I came to the club in a pair of famous jeans and a DTA hoodie. But I'm walking through the party with rogues, fatties, looking for Beverly Hills goodies. Yellow Wolf and I'm an Alabama boy. Got more pounds than a Solomon the boy. Need a rich girl like I need a headache, but I'll take it if I can drive your daddy's toy. Take me up to Beverly Hills, your daddy's mansion. Let me see Hollywood for real. I've seen you partying with Kim on Entertainment Channel. One thing I gotta know, can I drive your daddy's Lambo? Lambo, oh, oh. Your daddy's Lambo, Lambo, oh, oh. Can I drive your daddy's Lambo? Lambo, oh, oh. Your daddy's Lambo, Lambo, oh, oh. Can I drive your daddy's Lambo? What you got in that tote bag? That one of a kind Prada. That beautiful behind inspires me, makes one of my rhymes harder. Your daddy made a fine daughter, make me wanna turn this wine from water. Keep the party going in the 808 flowing, cause drama made a beat that'll climb the charter. Money, 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 yeah, money, but I'm running, yeah, the limit, yeah, will too. Summer running to $100 bill and drill a dick on any time I'm heavy with a 24-inch shoe. But come and explore this dude, analyze my swing. It's Slick Ricky Bobby, baby, gotta let me drive that thing. Come on. Take me up to Beverly Hills, your daddy's mansion. Let me see Hollywood for real. Seen you partying with Key on Entertainment Channel. One thing I gotta know, can I drive it? Daddy's Lambo, Lambo, oh, oh. Your daddy's Lambo, Lambo, oh, oh. Can I drive it? Daddy's Lambo, Lambo, oh, oh. Your daddy's Lambo, Lambo, oh, oh. Can I drive it? Daddy's Lambo. Just whip it around, you know. Up the hills. I ain't gonna wreck it. Sit your drunk ass back. Drama Beats, Yellow Wolf, Ghetto Vision. What up, Rob? Dirty Fantasy Factory. Holler at G.
P-Duck dead.
He's fucking
Why is
dead.
P-Duck dead?
He's dead.
Why?
Because don't listen to me. I already know they're kind of like messing around, but I don't want to
messing around.
I don't want to think about them fucking. Jaslyn, say something. I can't hear.
Turn her way up.
She's on.
Jazzy, you can't be like doing this.
Why not?
Doing what?
What am I doing?
Are you banging out Pete up? Please don't tell me. Don't say. She's not.
Wake up to the real world. He's been living at your house for 7 days.
I know, but I'm
the
always
answer
home.
Is yes.
Wait, you don't ever have
the
sex.
The answer is yes.
Listen to me.
Now you're home.
You have sex while I'm not home? Yeah. Oh my God!
The answer.
All right, she'll have it when you are.
I mean, do you want us to do it while you are home? Do you feel better under parental supervision? Do you want to parentally supervise as fuck?
Is that why you didn't answer the phone tonight when I was calling you? She goes, Mom.
No, actually.
No, I'm sleeping.
I actually was sleeping.
Yeah. She was. It was kind of
she was tired after.
I hope they're using protection.
Jasmine, look at me.
After their big workout.
Kind of wet.
Jasmine, look at me.
Why do you think I had to clean all the sheets?
You're what, Jasmine?
Huh?
What are you?
No hands.
Maybe you need condoms.
Now.
She's not talking
to me. She feels embarrassed because you're her mother. I don't feel embarrassed because I know you, but I'm fucking your daughter. How do you feel about that?
Jasmine, say it's true.
It's true? Why do you...
You
obviously know it's true.
He's living at your house.
You need to like. I know you're in loser mom denial. 28
years old.
Production, how old are you?
I'm 28 years old. You think I'm waiting around? What are you serious, Tommy? I ain't getting laid. I ain't sticking around. Are you serious? Sex will keep a relationship together forever.
Oh my God.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Forever.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I don't know what he's talking about.
That was still my backwards cowgirl.
You better tell that to her. She already stole it.
Oh my God.
I'm playing more yellow out.
Bam, I'm like seriously getting fucking pissed off at all.
No, you're not.
This goes out to you, Tam.
No.
No, it does.
He did clean the entire house.
I did.
I know, but Jasmine
did all the laundry, all the dishes.
Jasmine, that's your job.
There was semen everywhere. I had to clean the sheets.
This is called Yellow Wolf.
God damn it.
What is this song? They took a shot.
Christmas, shivers on the wish list. No Santa Claus, no man, more power.
Yeah. You know what? I'm already ready.
Wait, wait. You've not been on the air for too long.
Yeah.
People want to hear Say something.
Well, you asked me a question.
Say something.
Ask Killing about production.
Say something.
What about production?
What do you think?
Ooh, a demo of Imaginary Curtain.
I've been hanging out with her more than Jasmine.
Yeah, true. They went to the bar last night. Killian and P-Dog went to the bar.
Are you 21?
No.
We have fake ID?
It's Halloween, dude.
I don't know if I agree with all this.
Dude, Halloween. Bam, what are your best Halloween memories? What was the best costume you ever had?
Last year.
Do not play more fucking rap right now.
No, stop.
I want to know about Halloween for a second.
Edward Scissorhands.
What was your favorite Halloween? What was your favorite?
Last year was your favorite costume?
Yeah, it was Edward Scissorhands.
Where'd you go?
Took 4 hours of makeup.
That was cool.
What the fuck?
You were the most horrifying Edward Scissorhands I'd ever seen.
Why?
It was just scary.
Was it?
Yeah, you can look it up online.
Wait, no, I don't look up his shit.
Tammy, what was your best Halloween?
Yeah.
She was a tramp.
Let me guess, you were a whore.
Yeah. I was a Playboy bunny.
She was a whore last night.
Oh, I was a whore last night at work. I had on a tutu and a bustier. My titties were all up. And guess what? I won two contests.
What?
I had pigtails. I had thigh-high stockings on. I had these thigh-high
Cleveland had on
guess
a
what I was
five.
Doing? I was stuck at the Buffalo airport.
You
doing
were,
absolutely nothing.
Guess what? But guess what? Maybe that's what you get.
Ooh. Who's that, Jasmine?
No.
Oh, that's Tammy.
That's me.
Tammy looked 12.
I know.
You do look 12.
Wait, I said, but that's what rock and roll looks like, bitch.
Out of time, you get so loud. Turn her down.
Is that what rock and roll looks like?
You are fucking tammered over there.
I'm not tammered.
You are fucking tammered.
Bam.
Yo,
so
mom, chill.
That was your favorite thing on Halloween? Edward Scissorhands?
Yeah.
All right, here it is. Lil Wayne, they never heard of it.
Lil Wayne John. Yeah, it is.
All right, Radio Bam. He makes me play this shit.
Good.
He makes Jack play this shit.
Stop.
Faux bulldog, my motherfucking pet. I pointed at you and tell that motherfucker fetch. I'm fucking up good, she got her legs on my neck. I can pussy mouth and ass, call that bitch triple threat. When I was in jail, she let me call her collect. But if she get greedy, I'ma starve for the death. Top down, it's upset. Been fucking the world and nigga, I ain't come yet. You're fucking me wrong, I knock your head off your neck. The flight too long, I got a bed on the jet. The guns are drawn and I ain't talking about a sketch. I pay these niggas with a reality check. Prepared for the worst, but still praying for the best. This game is a bitch, I got my hand up a dress. The money don't sleep, so we can't rest. And AK-47 is my fucking address.
I'm not a star. Somebody lied, I got a chopper in the car. I got a chopper in the car. I got a chopper in the car.
Yeah, load up the choppers like it's December 31st. Roll up and cock it and hit them niggas where it hurts. If I die today, remember me like John Lennon. Barrett and Louis, I'm talking all brown linen.
Big black nigga in the icy watch. Shoes on the coupe, bitch, I got a Nike shop. Count the profits, you could bring them in the Nike box. Grinding in my Jordans, kick them off, they might be high. Swish, I'm swimming in a yellow bitch. In a red 9-11 looking devilish. Red beam make a bitch nigga sit down. Thought it was bulletproof till he got hit the fifth time. Drop palm all up in the nigga dope. Make it come back even harder than before. Baby, I'm the only one that pays your car now. Welcome nigga, got killers off in Chicago. I'm not a star. Somebody lied, I got a chopper in the car. I got a chopper in the car.
I got a chocolate in my car.
Yeah, load up the choppers like it's December 31st. Roll up and cock it and hit them niggas where it hurts. If I die today, remember me like John Lennon. Barrett and Louis, I'm talking all brown linen, huh?
Talk stupid, get your head popped. I got that Esther, bitch, I'm Red Fox. Big B's, Red Sox. I get money to kill time, dead clock. You fucking with a nigga who don't give a fuck. Empty the clip, then roll the window up. Pussy nigga sweet, you nigga center bun. I'm in a red bitch, she say she finna come. 200 thou on the chain, I don't need a bitch. Let your key to speak. Dark shades, easy E. Five letters, YMCMV. Bitch ass nigga, pussy ass nigga. I see you looking what you looking at, nigga. You know the rules, kill them all and keep moving. If I die today, it'd be a holiday.
I'm not a star. Somebody lied, I got a chopper in the car, so don't make it come alive.
Yeah.
Rip your ass apart, then I put myself together. YMCMB, double L, we rich forever. The bigger the bullet, the more that bitch gon' bang. Red on the wall, Basquiat when I paint. Red Lamborghini till I gave it to my bitch. My first only bank.
I got a chocolate in my car.
I got a chocolate in the car.
He's got chocolate in his
car. All the grace, son of a bitch, then I made a great escape. Ain't it funny, mama only son be baking cakes. Pull up in the sleigh, hop out like a Santa Claus. Niggas gather around, got gifts for each and all of y'all. Take it home and let it bubble, that's a double up. If you get in trouble, that just mean you fucking up. It's a cold world, I need a bird to cut it up. I call the plays, motherfucker, hard to work.
I'm not a star, somebody lie. I got a chopper in the car.
Wait. He's got an O. Henry in his car.
Chad, what do you got in your car?
I got chocolate.
I got a chocolate in the car.
He's got an O. Henry in there.
A Hershey bar?
This I got a chocolate in the car.
Who is it?
Wait, where are you going to yell P-Dog again?
Oh, yeah. Don't ever make out with my daughter in front of me, asshole.
Ooh.
Wait, that's about to kill you.
Make out
I think he's really
back.
Scared.
That's
going to
stop me.
Don't. Oh, my God. Chocolate.
So, oh, they just made out.
So awkward.
Wait, do it again.
That mic's
now.
I want to see how awkward this gets.
Production has to plug it in.
Oh, look at that.
What do you? Oh, my God.
What do you have to say about yourself?
Her tongue's hanging
very
out.
Awkward.
I know. Her tongue's hanging out.
Bam. Very
that's what you do when you make out.
Bam. Wait. How about Killian? Killian has
you two are not on mic. Production, fix Killian's mic.
I'm all the way over.
You're over there like, oh, I need to switch mics.
What's wrong with the mic?
Killian has a boyfriend.
Where's my mic?
What's wrong with the fucking mic?
Her mic doesn't work.
Killian has a boyfriend.
What's wrong with
your mic?
Doesn't work.
Yo, Killian
has a boyfriend 4 hours away.
Is his name Moik?
What does that mean?
And he's faithful.
Fix it.
Don't stop touching it.
You think he's faithful?
That's all you gotta do is just stop touching it.
I don't know anything about him.
Well, Killian says he's faithful.
Who?
Killian has a boyfriend 4 hours away.
Huh?
And she said he's faithful. You think
who's Killian?
This is Killian.
That's Killian.
Hi.
Isn't that a great name? That's it's Chad of all Chads.
This is C.I.
G.
That's Chad of all Chads. I. Ainsburg.
All right, we've had enough. What do you think, production?
What?
If Killian, Bam married Tammy, then he'd be your father-in-law.
Well, I'm the boss.
It's a little weird.
He says he's not going to listen to
I would never fucking listen
not
to
really.
You.
I'm going to play more rap because no, Chad is wondering why.
Why don't we let me freestyle?
He said he'd never listen to you.
Chad is always wondering why I'm playing so much rap.
It's going to come off.
Say, Joe.
Right.
It's Radio the band. Champagne point. Big joint rolling. Bombay sipping. No blunt smoking, bad bitch getting thick and she got some friends with her. I take them out, pour shots of liquor, drinking out the bottle, smiling in all my pictures. The marijuana loud, so them hoes follow like Twitter. Nigga, you know everything, Taylor. Don't rush to the bar, fool, if you ain't got no paper. That's the rules, high as fuck, sloppy drunk when I'm passing through. Rolling doobies up, yo ho, who we pass them to? Hit the club, spend this money up, roll another one, drink, act a fool. That's what
see,
I have
I've been
to do.
Champagne all night, I don't worry about a damn thing.
Trying to find the keys to my car, cause I be going hard. Roll the camera, life just like a movie. I'm the star, wish you was in my position. You too broke to play the part. Of course, I keep some bad women with me in the back, sipping rosé with some hash twisting. All about a dollar, my team and the cash getting. Straight out of the burger, we drinking, we smash niggas. So when I say I'm ballin', that don't mean
saying, man?
See, I've been drinking champagne. Speaking, we just freaking. You rolling with short dog, baby. She was high on that pill, so I fucked your lady. Come to my house, I give them everything they want. I might not do it, but I give it to your woman. Cocaine, mushrooms, ecstasy, GHB, marijuana. She can suck it if she wanna. I got tequila, so rocking two freaky friends. And it's a Wednesday night. This ain't the weekend. See, I've been drinking champagne.
Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Everybody. You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG. Wow.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.